you know, as a parent trying to figure this out, how am I going to raise a whole beautiful child within this system? There are alternatives. I want to talk about, you know, stuff like homeschooling and is that challenging to the system if parents decide to take this on themselves and create communities of you know, educational experiences where they come together with other parents of like-mindedness and take on the responsibility of educating their kids. What is your take on that?
Well, I think all of these projects that are used to sort of soften the impact, ameliorate the harshness of this system, and not just, I'm not talking on our physical bodies, but on our psyches. We recognize how the system brutalizes our young people and desensitizes them, and we don't want that to happen. And so we find ways to allow our young people to become more sensitive, become more fully what they are supposed to be in terms of their human gifts. But these are kind of like bubbles. And within those bubbles, these little warm, protected spaces, which we understandably create for ourselves and for our children, there is, I guess you could say, breathing room, allowing our young people to become more human or human fully. But how does that address the long-term problem of the system? I guess over the decades, as more and more young people become more and more human, the system would gradually change. But what I'm arguing is that we are in the end game, that because of the consumption of the planet, there are going to be ongoing environmental and economic crises. More and more of us are being tossed to the curb like trash, and that power thinks globally. It cannot be settled nation state by nation state, and that it is particularly on us here in the, you know, where there are, where there have been hard won civil liberties granted under attack, but still more room to maneuver than in Egypt, in Syria, in China, in Congo, that we have more responsibility to begin the future, begin these conversations, what world we want. And so while would I want my grandchild to be homeschooled or in a co-op rather than in the public school system? Yes. But is that enough? No. We have to begin developing the alternative with our children, with each other. If folks out there are not done with the system to the extent of sitting down with each other and beginning to say, what world do we want? What would that alternative look like? What would be the opposite operating premise to hierarchy? If that has led to this mess we're in, where people are being used and treated like trash all over the world, even here, if you are not allowed to live your dreams, to live your full human capacities, that's wrong, regardless of the box you get slotted into. Even if it's a nicer box, it's still wrong. So we have to change the entire operating premise globally. We have to be responsible for all of our brothers and sisters.